Did you pick up a phone? President Jefferson, are you there?
I am.
Welcome to our program.
Thank you.
We're live on WGN Radio. You just heard that, Professor, sir. I appreciate your calling in. I guess you heard some of that, huh?
Interesting. You know, Princeton was the College of New Jersey in my time, and my closest friend, James Madison, attended Princeton. That's where he became the great constitutionalist that he became.
Do you agree with much of what that man just said?
Yes, I knew Andrew Jackson. Not well. He visited me at Poplar Forest in 1815. He was just coming off his surprise victory at New Orleans in the War of 1812. I didn't greatly admire him. He seemed like a vulgarian to me. He had a very shadowy capacity with the English language. As you said, he was a duelist. I think he was in five affairs of honor in the course of his life.
Really?
He had five affairs. Not all of them led to duels, but he was one, like Hamilton, he was one of those prickly people who was always defending honor. You know, what happened was that he married a woman who technically, and unknown to him, was still married to a previous husband.
So this became, that'll happen.
This became a very serious issue in his life, and he had to defend Rachel, his wife, against those who used that as a way of scandalmongering against him and his policies.
Well, I still got to believe, though, that when you pull the trigger in one of those things and the guy falls, you're like, oh, crap, what did I do? Do they really want to murder the other guy?
Well, some do, some don't. I think that Andrew Jackson is a bloodthirsty man. When he came to Poplar Forest to dine with me, I had him for supper, and then he had me into town for another supper. I was somewhat embarrassed to be in his presence. It felt like he still had blood on his hands. And then when he won the election of 1828, which was the first great populist victory in American history, his inaugural on March 4th, 1829, was a disaster. People pulled the drapes down in the White House. They stood on the couches. They broke windows and tracked mud in. They stole souvenirs. It was a sort of low-level inaugural riot. So he brought a kind of buffoonery and vulgarity to the office of president that had not been seen before. I mean, think of it. Washington, two terms. Adams, one. I had two terms. Madison, two. Monroe, two. And John Quincy Adams, one of the greatest secretaries of state, had a term. And then suddenly, here's this this populist from the West who makes a virtue out of not knowing much.
Well, I'm out of time today, sir. I just wanted to kind of get your reaction to that conversation and any wisdom that you had for us about Andrew Jackson today.
Oh, thank you. Let me say this much. The populism is not a bad thing. What Andrew Jackson represented was a resonance with the aspirations of the great common people of this country. I'm in favor of that. He might have been able to prevent the Civil War. He was a fervent nationalist and was not going to put up with the nullification nonsense of John Calhoun in South Carolina. So he didn't live enough long enough to see that crisis, but he might have been able to prevent that great war.
We'll talk again, sir. You and I will have a stage in the Chicago area in December of this year.
Thank you, sir.
President Jefferson joining us on a phone. It's 224.